Egzamin maturalny z języka angielskiego. Poziom podstawowy. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie teksty do zadań od pierwszego do trzeciego. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz dźwięk. W nagraniu przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z poleceniami oraz treścią zadań sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania w trakcie słuchania nagrań oraz w czasie przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
We have an extraordinary guest in our studio today. Lee McAteer, the man known as the best boss in Great Britain. Lee, you're the owner of a company. What does it do?
We organise student camps during which volunteers can help children in Asia and Africa. Organising everything is lots of hard work, and we have to do it all from our office in Manchester. Hopefully, we'll open another one in London next year.
So if your employees have to work so hard, why are you called the best boss in Great Britain?
Well, workers are more productive when they are happy. That's why I often surprise my team. There are pizza parties in the office, film events or trips abroad every month. Last year, for example, I took the 10 best workers to Japan for a concert. But I guess they had the craziest surprise a month ago.
What did you do?
Well, I filled the whole office with 250,000 brightly coloured plastic balls. Of course, everything had to be done in secret. So at 10 p.m, together with a team of helpers, I began dragging the containers with balls into the office, straight from a truck.
How long did it take to set everything up?
From 11 p.m. till 4 a.m. the following day, we basically changed the whole office into a gigantic pool with plastic balls. Then, after a short sleep, we hid among the balls and waited until the staff came to work in the morning. We jumped out and shouted, "Surprise!" My workers couldn't believe it, and they absolutely loved it.
Sounds fun. I wish I worked for you too, Lee.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
We have an extraordinary guest in our studio today. Lee McAteer, the man known as the best boss in Great Britain. Lee, you're the owner of a company. What does it do?
We organise student camps during which volunteers can help children in Asia and Africa. Organising everything is lots of hard work, and we have to do it all from our office in Manchester. Hopefully, we'll open another one in London next year.
So if your employees have to work so hard, why are you called the best boss in Great Britain?
Well, workers are more productive when they are happy. That's why I often surprise my team. There are pizza parties in the office, film events or trips abroad every month. Last year, for example, I took the 10 best workers to Japan for a concert. But I guess they had the craziest surprise a month ago.
What did you do?
Well, I filled the whole office with 250,000 brightly coloured plastic balls. Of course, everything had to be done in secret. So at 10 p.m, together with a team of helpers, I began dragging the containers with balls into the office, straight from a truck.
How long did it take to set everything up?
From 11 p.m. till 4 a.m. the following day, we basically changed the whole office into a gigantic pool with plastic balls. Then, after a short sleep, we hid among the balls and waited until the staff came to work in the morning. We jumped out and shouted, "Surprise!" My workers couldn't believe it, and they absolutely loved it.
Sounds fun. I wish I worked for you too, Lee.
Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
One. St. Bart's is my favourite island. A beautiful beach where people sunbathe and swim in the crystal blue water lies right at the end of the runway. Flying there always makes me realise how I love what I do for a living. I have to be fully concentrated while landing on St. Bart's, but I'm glad that my passengers get the chance to admire the amazing view. Two.
For many people, owning a private island is the ultimate dream, but you don't need to be a millionaire to get one. For example, you could become the proud owner of Pearl Island in Ontario, Canada. It's impossible to land a plane there. Getting there by boat is the only option. The island comes with a two-bedroom cottage, which can make a perfect home for a fishing enthusiast, since the waters around Pearl Island are a perfect fishing spot. Take advantage of this bargain and change your life for only £133,000.
Three. Uraka is a private island surrounded by clear blue waters with various species of fish, coral and starfish. Swimming, snorkeling and diving are possible all around the island. I went there for a week 5 years ago and fell in love with the place so much that I gave up my job and became a hotel manager in one of the resorts there. A few months later, I found a small cottage for sale, paid just $1,000 for it, and I'm really happy now. Four.
Midway Island, located in the North Pacific, has an area of 6.2 square kilometres and a population of only 60 people. Yesterday, its small airport turned out to be a very important place for 359 passengers and the crew of a Boeing 747. When two birds hit the plane's windscreen, the pilots were forced to land. The tiny island was the closest place to go to. The damage was quite serious, but fortunately nobody got hurt. The passengers continued their journey on another plane.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
1. St. Bart's is my favorite island. A beautiful beach where people sunbathe and swim in the crystal blue water lies right at the end of the runway. Flying there always makes me realize how I love what I do for a living. I have to be fully concentrated while landing on St. Bart's, but I'm glad that my passengers get the chance to admire the amazing view. 2.
For many people, owning a private island is the ultimate dream, but you don't need to be a millionaire to get one. For example, you could become the proud owner of Pearl Island in Ontario, Canada. It's impossible to land a plane there. Getting there by boat is the only option. The island comes with a two-bedroom cottage, which can make a perfect home for a fishing enthusiast, since the waters around Pearl Island are a perfect fishing spot. Take advantage of this bargain and change your life for only £133,000.
Three. Uraka is a private island surrounded by clear blue waters with various species of fish, coral and starfish. Swimming, snorkeling and diving are possible all around the island. I went there for a week 5 years ago and fell in love with the place so much that I gave up my job and became a hotel manager in one of the resorts there. A few months later, I found a small cottage for sale, paid just $1,000 for it, and I'm really happy now. Four.
Midway Island, located in the North Pacific, has an area of 6.2 square kilometres and a population of only 60 people. Yesterday, its small airport turned out to be a very important place for 359 passengers and the crew of a Boeing 747. When two birds hit the plane's windscreen, the pilots were forced to land. The tiny island was the closest place to go to. The damage was quite serious, but fortunately nobody got hurt. The passengers continued their journey on another plane.
Zadanie trzecie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
One. Hi, Jane. What have you got there?
I found a driving license. There's an address on it, but the place is on the other side of town. I can't drive there now, so perhaps I'll look for the owner on Facebook and let him know.
Let me have a look. The owner's name is James Smith. Good luck with finding the right one.
Yeah, that's a waste of time. Well, the police station's 200 metres away. Why don't we just leave it there?
You're right. I'm sure they'll be able to find the owner.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Hi, Jane. What have you got there?
I found a driving license. There's an address on it, but the place is on the other side of town. I can't drive there now. So perhaps I'll look for the owner on Facebook and let him know.
Let me have a look. The owner's name is James Smith. Good luck with finding the right one.
Yeah, that's a waste of time. Well, the police station's 200 metres away. Why don't we just leave it there?
You're right. I'm sure they'll be able to find the owner. Two. My name is Tom Peterson from Cinema Studios. I'd like to order my usual pizza with onions and mushrooms, please. I'm absolutely starving. I'm on my way back from a film set and I'm stuck in a traffic jam. Can someone bring it to the studio's reception desk in about half an hour? I'll pick it up. Oh, hang on. We've started moving. It might be quicker. Make that 20 minutes.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
My name is Tom Peterson from Cinema Studios. I'd like to order my usual pizza with onions and mushrooms, please. I'm absolutely starving. I'm on my way back from a film set and I'm stuck in a traffic jam. Can someone bring it to the studio's reception desk in about half an hour? I'll pick it up. Oh, hang on. We've started moving. It might be quicker. Make that 20 minutes. Three.
Hello, everyone. Meet Frank Furman, the man who set a record for the most Guinness World Records. So, Frank, what are you the best at?
Well, many things. For example, running a mile with flippers on, or jumping on a basketball. At knife catching, I was beaten twice by a Mexican guy, but last year I practiced a lot and finally managed to do better than him.
So exactly how many records have you broken?
About 200. I'm still trying to break more. Recently, I've been competing with a guy from Japan in cutting apples in the air with a sword. He's still the champion, but I hope to change that.
That's really amazing.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Hello everyone. Meet Frank Furman, the man who set a record for the most Guinness World Records. So Frank, what are you the best at?
Well, many things. For example, running a mile with flippers on, or jumping on a basketball. At knife catching, I was beaten twice by a Mexican guy, but last year I practiced a lot and finally managed to do better than him.
So exactly how many records have you broken?
About 200. I'm still trying to break more. Recently, I've been competing with a guy from Japan in cutting apples in the air with a sword. He's still the champion, but I hope to change that.
That's really amazing.
Four.
Hi, Mike. It's my brother's birthday next week. I'd like to give him something unusual. Do you have any suggestions?
What about an ant colony?
An ant colony? I've watched some videos about ants on the internet, but I'm not sure. Can you keep them at home?
Yes. They are kept in a specially designed glass box. It's fascinating to watch how they live. What they eat depends on the species, but in general they like a mix of water and sugar. And you have to pay attention to the temperature. That's all.
You sound like an expert.
Well, you may be right. I've had an ant colony for 2 years, so I guess I am an expert now. I even made a film about how to look after them. I posted it on social media and got lots of likes.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Hi, Mike. It's my brother's birthday next week. I'd like to give him something unusual. Do you have any suggestions?
What about an ant colony?
An ant colony? I've watched some videos about ants on the internet, but I'm not sure. Can you keep them at home?
Yes. They are kept in a specially designed glass box. It's fascinating to watch how they live. What they eat depends on the species, but in general they like a mix of water and sugar. And you have to pay attention to the temperature. That's all.
You sound like an expert.
Well, you may be right. I've had an ant colony for 2 years, so I guess I am an expert now. I even made a film about how to look after them. I posted it on social media and got lots of likes. Five.
Mark, I still haven't got the article you promised to write. I told you I needed it for Friday. It's the second time you haven't done your work on time.
Really? I'm sure I sent it to you on Wednesday. Perhaps it went to spam. But okay, let me check my mailbox. Just give me a moment.
Maybe you got the address wrong.
Let me check. Oh no, I didn't click the send button and it was saved in the drafts folder. Silly me. I'm terribly sorry. I'll forward it to you right now. You should have it in a second.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Mark, I still haven't got the article you promised to write. I told you I needed it for Friday. It's the second time you haven't done your work on time.
Really? I'm sure I sent it to you on Wednesday. Perhaps it went to spam. But okay, let me check my mailbox. Just give me a moment.
Maybe you got the address wrong.
Let me check. Oh no, I didn't click the send button and it was saved in the drafts folder. Silly me. I'm terribly sorry. I'll forward it to you right now. You should have it in a second. Six.
The Spring Food Truck Festival will take place on the 2nd of April in the city park. There will be over 90 food trucks on a riverbank in our park. The food trucks will offer street food from all over the world. There will be something for everyone, meat eaters, vegans, and people who love sweets. There are also fun activities for children and mini cooking workshops for parents. Unfortunately, according to the weather forecast, the weekend is going to be sunny and warm.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
The Spring Food Truck Festival will take place on the 2nd of April in the city park. There will be over 90 food trucks on a riverbank in our park. The food trucks will offer street food from all over the world. There will be something for everyone, meat eaters, vegans, and people who love sweets. There are also fun activities for children and mini cooking workshops for parents. Unfortunately, according to the weather forecast, the weekend is going to be sunny and warm.
Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął.